Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Bernard Olivier, who's CEO at URA Holdings. How are you today, Bernard?
Good morning, Zach. I'm very well, thanks.
Right. I suppose the main thing today and maybe for the rest of the year is production at URA. Maybe you can tell us exactly what's going on at the moment.
Yes, Zach, I'm very happy to report that we have started production within schedule and on budget. So I'm very happy as per our announcement that came out yesterday that we are now officially in production. It's a phased production that we are now ramping up, optimizing our systems, but we are extracting emeralds as we speak.
And so how far away are we from the wife getting an emerald ring?
Look, Zach, luckily emeralds are starting to come out, but it's a process as we build up stockpile for first sales. These sales are done in bulk in an auction. So the emeralds are coming out, but they're not quite ready to go onto somebody's fingers yet.
Right, and so you know where you're sort of looking and digging and scraping or doing whatever you need to do. I mean, it's all there. It's all, you know, you've got a plan of actually getting these emeralds out of the ground.
Yes, Zach, we've got a fairly large stockpile that is sitting at our processing plant, and we've started processing from that stockpile. There's about 3,000 tons. Some of it we use during the commissioning phase, the low-grade material, but we're now switching over to the ore, and that's where we started the processing and extracting the emeralds out as per our announcement.
And I think the thing that probably people haven't been reminded of enough is that the Gravelot mine used to be a world-class mine. It was one of the main places that people got emeralds from historically, and that should continue to be the case, or that will once again be the case.
Correct. It used to be the world's biggest emerald mine by all accounts in the mid-70s. And we are, restarting it. Obviously, it needs then a bit of market awareness to happen in the process in the emerald market. But we are very excited to bring a very significant historical mine back into production. And I can also point out that, the team that we have on the ground have done a fantastic job in getting the mine back into production in such a short time frame and below cost. So, we've got a really good team, which is absolutely critical for a project like this. And it's not often that companies come in on budget and within the time that they've specified.
And the other point, I suppose, are the many exploration and development companies around that promise lots from their holes in the ground and don't actually get to production, or it turns out to be a damp squib. This is, an unusual, and maybe it's like more 10% of companies are in your position to get over the line so quickly and with a significant asset.
Yes, that's why I can't stop praising our team enough for the hard effort that they've done. But, work continues, and now we're looking forward towards building a stockpile for first auction as soon as we can in the second half.
Yeah, so you said that you're looking for sales to happen in the second half. Obviously, that's not too long to go now. So presumably revenues and everything else will follow at that time.
Correct. We, as part of first sale, we obviously are generating revenue. It is a process, so it won't happen overnight. But the auction process do need us to have run of mine material of a large enough quantity in order to be able to attract the buyers of run-of-mine material.
And presumably as CEO of the company, just as a final point, you would be suggesting that a 6 million market cap is, the market hasn't actually factored in the potential of URA in terms of Gravelot.
Absolutely not. It is a company that's now in production with huge prospects ahead of us. I think we are extremely undervalued. I'm sure all CEOs say that, but I can honestly say it that I believe that is the case with us. But I also believe it's only a matter of time before that will correct and that the market will realize where we are and where we're heading to.
Well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, Bernard Olivier, CEO at URA Holdings, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.